So without any further ado, we're going to let Jan take over. Jan, you're going to, you know what, it's 8:30. You can host this for another hour, I would say, right?
And not a problem. I'll just take over for me.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. And the first thing I want to say is let's still remember the birds out there. Keep those feeders full. We still have the grain prices are still low, so bird seed prices are still low, probably the lowest they've been in years right now. So, you know, stock up on it and keep those feeders full. Our special this week, bird seed special, is Jan's No Waste bird seed.
Jan's No Waste.
Yes, Jan worked on this recipe, so I actually got to name it after myself.
Can you tell us what's in it?
It's a trade. No.
It's secret. Okay.
No, it's got like sunflower chips. It's got the inside of safflowers. It's got some suet nuggets in it. It's got peanuts. It's got all the good stuff that birds like to eat. Yeah. There's no shells. So you don't get any of that junk on the ground that birds don't want to eat. Well, people don't want to eat it either, I guess.
Yeah.
So you just pay for stuff that they will eat. You aren't paying for the shells. And a 20-pound bag of that this week is $15.98, and you're saving $3 a bag. So that's a great deal.
We got a caller. Good morning. You're on with Jan Musin from DeBrine Seed Company. Hello. Good morning.
Wrong number.
Oh, okay. Oh. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
And the next thing I have to remind you is we're seeing more and more bluebirds out there all the time. And a lot of people have bluebird houses out there, and they remember to clean them out in the spring before the bluebirds come back. Well, we've seen a lot of bluebirds out there already, and they are checking out the houses to make sure if they're clean and whether they want to move in. So get out there, shovel away if you have to, out to those bluebird houses and clean them out. Because the birds, the little birds, actually use them in the winter.
Really?
Yeah, they'll get in there at night. They'll pack like 20 little birds in there because they keep warm all together, and it's shelter from
like,
the storm.
Like penguins, you know, that huddle around each other.
Yes, that huddle around each other, yes. They use the bluebird houses. So make sure they're cleaned out, ready for the bluebirds, because they are around. The males are looking for some place to call home. So
let's get this out of the way, because we talk about it every week. But roof melt.
Roof melt, yes. There's still all of these huge ice dams on all of these roofs. What this warmer weather is going to do is cause the snow above the roof ice jams to start to melt, and then that water goes down the roof. It hits that ice jam. Oops, can't go anywhere but go under the shingles and back up, and then it gets into the house.
Awesome.
Isn't that fun? So we really need to take care of those ice jams now, even though you think, oh, but it's 30, you know, it's going to be 30, 37 today,
and
40 on Thursday. Those ice jams, I've seen them 8, 12 inches thick on people's houses. That's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
So you might want to think about getting out there. We sent the driver, we had run out of the hockey puck ice melters yesterday, but we sent the driver out this morning. He should have them at the store by about 9:30 this morning.
That?
Yeah, you can hold me to that. Hopefully he doesn't get stuck now. They'll be in stock again. You can throw those up there. You throw those actually right behind the ice jam, and then that builds, melts, and makes a little channel through so the water can get down and through. That's really what you want.
So if you, so it's like the big snow piles in front of your house with the kids building tunnels through those. It's like the ice melt building tunnels through the ice jams.
Yeah,
I got it.
Tunnels through the ice jam.
Yes.
And if you, in a little bigger hurry, you can just take a bag of calcium chloride, take some old nylons or some very thin socks, or even a paper bag. Put some calcium chloride in that. Get it a little wet, because once you get calcium chloride to combine with water, then it has that, if we all remember our chemistry, it's an exothermic reaction.
Oh, yes.
And it lets off, obviously, lots of heat, and that will really make a nice channel. So you put those little socks perpendicular to the edge of the roof, and you can get some nice channels in those ice dams.
Do you know I'm in radio to avoid this kind of conversation? I'm not here to learn about math and exothermic reactions. And
I've written down this equation. I don't know how often to explain this to people, and they all just kind of glass over.
Does it melt the ice?
Yes, it does. It forms lots and lots of heat. And keep it in the sock. That way you don't get all that gloopy calcium chloride all over later on.
Yeah.
That just that it holds it right there, and you can just pull it down when it's done its work.
I would like to repeat a piece of advice that you gave last week that I found very, very smart. Guys, if you're going to use the nylon method, make sure you ask your wife before you use her favorite pair of nylons. That might not go over very well.
Yeah, you know, 20 years ago I would have said, no problem, just grab a pair. But they're so expensive now that, no, you really don't want to be grabbing a good pair, folks. We've had a lot of people, we had somebody said, go to Target and get little girls' tights.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just the right length and they work really well. But those are kind of expensive, too. I'm thinking a dollar store and get the cheapest ones you can. That works, too, if you don't have nylons at home. So, yeah, calcium chloride, we've got plenty of that at work, too. So, yeah, get working on those ice dams on your roof. You really don't want to wake up to water pouring in some light fixture somewhere.
We're speaking with Jan Musin from DeBryan Seed Company here with the Garden Party at 841 1450 WHTC. February, it says here on your little nice little handy-dandy cheat sheet, which, by the way, I want to commend you. These is probably the most in-depth, or at least some of the most in-depth prepared sheets that I get for all these interview segments. So I think this is great that you give me this every single morning that you're in. But February is the time to start planting tomato seeds inside. Why is February the month to start doing that?
Because actually it needs that much time so they're big enough to plant outside in May when the soil and the weather is warm enough.
Oh, so you take them from inside and then you transplant them to your garden outside.
Yes,
okay.
Because they're a really long day plant, and we only really have about 90 days of growing season during the summer. So if you want to plant something that's 120 days long, you need to start it inside. So peppers and tomatoes are both hot weather plants. They need to be started indoors. A lot of flowers need to be started indoors. My petunias, for instance, I just planted those 8 days ago, and they are...
Got some life to them.
Wow. Over the weekend, I think that sunshine on Sunday, just... I've got them in a little germination station. It's got a little dome over it and a little heat underneath it. But they're an inch tall yesterday.
Really?
So that's really exciting because I've done them... I've done the petunias without any heat source under them. And 3 months later, I'm still waiting for them to come on.
Come on, guys.
Yeah,
wake
come
up.
Come on. Anytime. I finally got flowers. I think it was at the end of August. So this year, I was going to do it correctly. And, you know, flowers cost a lot of money. And I thought, well, I could try these. The seeds weren't all that. The petunia seeds are a little fussy. And they're so small.
Really?
Yeah.
How small are they?
It is take a magnifying glass.
Really?
And, yeah. My eyes are getting worse with age.
So we're talking mustard seed size. Very, very tiny.
Much smaller than a mustard
seed.
Flower seeds are really, really small. One year I decided I was going, I can't remember what I was even going to do, and I just took a package of seeds from DeBryan's, and I'm just going to put this right in the seed bed because I know these things start easily. And I did a little tap on the seed envelope.
Yeah.
And, oh, I don't know, 20,000 seeds just fell right there in one little inch space. And they all started to come up, and there was no way you could thin those out. It was a mess. So I am going to suggest either get, we've got those little seeders at DeBryan's where you can put the seed in and little seeds come out, or put it on a piece of paper and very gently put them out.
Yeah, I was going to say, with all those seeds, there's probably not enough room for them all to grow in that small
little
space.
No, they can't put down roots, and it's just... you're just basically killing them all. So you don't want to do that. You really want them all to grow.
It's a deadly mistake.
It's a deadly mistake. So, but we've got all the stuff to, you know, to get you going in your seeds. We've got the seeds. We've got the soil. It's called a soilless soil mixture. And it
Explain
doesn't have dirt in it.
Okay.
It's just, it's got real lightweight, so the seed little roots can get through. It's not real heavy. That's what you usually start your seeds in. Some of the, like tomatoes, you start them and they get about 2 inches tall. Then you plant them in a, transplant them to a bigger pot, and then you go to a bigger pot, and then you finally go outside with them.
I've seen videos on this, the gardens, and I think mostly in greenhouses. I'm not sure what exactly it's called, and you may not know, but the people who grow plants without any soil at all, just injecting hydroponics. Yes, that's it. Where they just inject the water and nutrients straight into the plant.
A good example of that is Disney World in Florida, mm-hmm. in the Epcot Center, the World of Tomorrow. You take that little train through there, and they have all the hydroponic gardens right there. And, folks, a lot of those seeds came from DeBrine Seed.
Really?
Yes, we supplied Disney World.
Wow. So you guys are nationally known then?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing.
That's fantastic. We're going to go to a call. Good morning. You're on with Jan Musin from DeBrine Seed Company.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
Just wanted to say that I took Jan's advice and was up on the roof this morning with the socks filled with calcium chloride.
A good day to do that, Ken.
Did it work out for you?
I put a little water on them, and they cut through that ice like a hot knife through butter.
Very
good.
Good. So your ice dam is now broken, huh?
I hope so.
Good. You're going to need that when the rain starts.
Yes.
Because that's just going to add more weight to that roof otherwise.
Yeah. So it does work.
Very good.
Well, it's always nice to hear from a caller who has, yes, what you're talking about actually does work, gives you some power behind your words.
Well, actually, I've done the sock bit already, too, and it works extremely well. You get a nice concentrated amount of calcium mm-hmm. chloride there, and it's hot.
Yeah.
We've done some experiments in the store. We'll put some in a plastic bag and then we'll add some water to it. And then try grab the bottom of that bag.
It's that hot. Yeah.
So, yeah, it will really, if you get a concentrated enough amount of it, it really will, just like the hot knife through butter. Yeah.
Well, you know, and as a guy listening to this, you know, we have to give options of how to get rid of ice melt. Because for me, my first thought is, well, I'll just climb up there with a ladder and get a rake and, you know, that's pretty dangerous to try to do that.
Okay, the emergency room will really like you when you do that. And I don't know, I couldn't even get a ladder near the side of my house because there's so many snowdrifts.
That's true.
There that safely do that, I don't think I could. But, you know, if you can just throw a sock up there or an ice melt, you know, some ice melt tablets up there, that mm-hmm. really works a lot easier.
We got another caller. A couple minutes left. Good morning. Do you have a question for Jan Musin from DeBrine Seed Company?
Calcium chloride hurts the shingles at all, and what kind of gloop are you talking about after it melts?
Oh, well, calcium chloride, when it reacts with water, which it has to do to form the heat, what it does is it lets off calcium ions, and that's what's kind of doing that heat. But it kind of will make like a rock hard. It's not really gloop. It makes really rock hard calcium chloride. It's almost like as hard as a table or something.
It gets that hard, huh?
It gets that hard. And once it's spent, then you can just take it down. But if it's in the sock, it's not a problem. If you don't put it in the sock, what it leaves is that white residue everywhere.
Just makes your roof look terrible.
Yeah, it makes your roof look bad. It's not going to hurt your roof. I certainly wouldn't use it consistently year after year after year, but it won't hurt your roof doing it for one spring, no.
We got about 30 seconds left. Anything you want to mention about DeBrine Seed Company before we let you go?
Oh, well, we've got plenty of spring items at DeBrine's. It's really spring inside. We have a lot of people looking for their seeds right now. People are looking for, we're thinking it's almost maple sugar time. I know it's hard to imagine that. But
I cannot wait. Yep.
But it's almost that time. We've got the stuff to do maple sugaring if you want to try that at your home. And also, it was the Great American Bird Count here in Ottawa County last weekend, all over the United States. And they saw some cool birds here in Ottawa County. Hmm. They even saw some yellow-rumped warblers, which I normally don't see until May.
Really?
But they actually saw those last weekend. So there are a lot of really cool birds out there right now, folks. So if you want to see them, you need to get that food out in the backyard or even just like a little dish of water back there. You'd be surprised how many birds will come.
Fantastic. Jan Musin from DeBrine Seed Company here with the Garden Party. We do this every single Tuesday. Jan, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, that sounds great.